perceive that you're going to go inside by your Holy Spirit and shake my tree. Amen. This afternoon, the Holy Spirit told me to go to page 105 in Paul Keith Davis' Thrones of Your Soul. So, I'm just going to take you on a very short journey. It's not going to be long, so don't be concerned. One of the issues of great importance that has been consistently emphasized by the Lord during this season of the Spirit is the full manifestation of the Spirit of Truth. I repeat, the full manifestation of the Spirit of Truth. As the emerging army of believers, who are you? The army of believers. We must learn to embrace the truth that the fog of deception and delusion can no longer have its way in the church. You just heard what that fog of deception and delusion did to your brother. And don't underestimate that fog of delusion and deception trying to focus and destroy you and me. Because that's what he does. As we gird our loins with the belt of truth, got it? Mm-hmm. Our foundation in Christ is firmly established, allowing for the full release of his anointing for our end time commission. For our end time commission. In the correction to the Laodiceans, the church that most appropriately describes this generation, the Lord announced our delusion that we are rich and increase in goods, having need of nothing. However, that is a deception viewed from heaven's perspective. Notice again, it's from heaven's perspective. It's not your understanding that's at work here. From heaven's perspective, she is wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Yet she believes she's fully alive and blessed from beginning to the end. This reproof clearly identifies the spirit of deception as one of the prevalent defiling fortresses during this generation. Listen carefully now. This reproof, okay, clearly identifies the spirit of deception as one of the prevalent defiling fortresses during this generation. We must overcome this enemy if we are to sit with him on his throne. Ah, you want to sit with him? You got to get rid of the lies in your life. As he overcame and sat with the Father, in fact, we shall overcome this enemy. John foresees this victory as he is allowed to admire the devoted bride in her beauty adorned for the King. Are you the bride of Christ? Yes, you are. In order to overcome the enemy and his deception, as the Lord did when led by the Spirit into the wilderness, we must also share in his divine nature and character to confront the same counterfeit appeal. Did you hear me? His divine nature and character to confront the same counterfeit appeal. We are not adequate in our own strength to triumph over the deceiver. Try that one on for size. Say, I am not adequate.
I am not adequate.
In my own strength.
In my own strength.
To triumph over the deceiver.
To triumph over the deceiver.
It is only the Lord's strength.
It is only the Lord's strength.
That we are made strong.
That we are made strong.
And equipped to prevail.
And equipped to prevail.
Over all the enemy can deliver.
Over all the enemy can deliver.
Hip, hip. See, if you trust in yourself, you're deceived. The plan of the enemy is to utilize the spirit of deception and delusion in the arena of the spirit, soul, and body. You heard my brother's comments. I don't need to go any deeper. The instrument of his destruction will be the deceiving spirit that would convey that we are in one condition when in reality we are in another, or attempt to sidetrack us on detour and dead end. If he can deceive us in this manner, it would cause us to go into combat without being fully equipped for the battle. All the forces of hell will be released against the church in the great end time battle. Did you hear that? That's a confirming voice. His only opportunity for victory is to attempt to seduce the church into entering the battle while lacking the full armor of the Spirit. Whoa. Our promise is to be like the Lord. He is the first fruit among many brethren. When the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it is for the purpose of producing multiplied grains of wheat, like the original seed, in order to win the contest ahead. We must be like him. That is our promise and our destiny. We cannot settle for anything less. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. You know, teaching is good. Recognizing that his plan is unfolding in each of us, including every one of you in the body, including those that are questioning, can I continue in that church? Because they're getting weird. They're identifying things I don't like to see. But in reality, if I don't like to see it, it's because there is deception somewhere inside. Amen? Amen? Because again, the Lord said, will you let me clean you up? And that is obviously up to every single one of us. I rest my case. Spirit of truth is on the job. Anyone else? I know you've had a lot to swallow right now, but...